The following is a preview of the Crusade Channel's Mike Church Show.
What being a, quote, Feeneyite, close quote, is, was, etc., etc. I didn't know the teaching of Father Leonard Feeney. I didn't know the St. Benedict Center response. Now, I'm being perfectly honest here. So I went in a tabula rasa, a blank tablet, right? Here I am, Father Feeney, write me. So I read your preface, I read Charles's foreword, and now I've read chapter one, which is titled, appropriately, Christmas and Salvation. So now I haven't finished the book, but I have a much better idea. I already had a better idea when I finished your preface. Good job, brother. Charles brings it, as he always does, home as a novelist of sorts, and kind of fleshes it out so that you get the vivid vision and the view as it may appear to you as you're actually living it. And then when you read the chapter, Christmas and Salvation, Father Feeney puts it all together and explains what I think, and I guess this is probably why you chose this particular talk that he gave, or his notes on the talk, or the prepared text for the talk, as chapter one, because almost everything you need to know about, well, first of all, about salvation is contained in that little chapter right there. What's amazing about that is it can't be but 15 pages long. The explanation that Father gives to me, anyways, my personal opinion now, is just brilliant. I don't have any other word to describe it. Maybe Holy Ghost inspired. Don't laugh. Because I went into this with an open mind. I wanted to learn. Let me tell you the most powerful part of it. There are two parts that were powerful. Number one, Father's explanation of the limbo of the just. Who knows about this stuff? Well, he did. And when he explains this and he ties it to Christmas, you go like, okay, I'm an idiot. I am so stupid when it comes to the faith. Wow, that's one. Two, and this is where he hits it out of the park and brings it all together for me, brother. I just want you to comment on this as much as you wish to. When he says that this process is basically then repeated and handed on to St. Peter when the keys are given, and that the baptism is not enough for most instances. Now, for a child, like the one that I was reading about yesterday, K.V. Turley wrote about, that was baptized and died 30 minutes after birth. I don't know how Father would answer that, but I think that there wouldn't have been any sins committed, so he's okay. But those two parts of the explanation, that's just sheer apologetic brilliant right there. Why aren't people, other than you, taking this to the streets and to those who need to hear it?
Yeah, well, good question. I mean,
I know you don't know the answer. I know you can't crawl inside people's minds, but my point is, folks, that little explanation right there, that's as good as it gets. For me, I haven't heard it put in a better way. As a matter of fact, brother, it's so good, I might even ask permission to read that as an audio feature.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
For Christmas this year, and get a couple of my voice friends to do the parts from St. Augustine and others. It's that good. People need to hear this, is my point. It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And inspirational. Now I've been meditating on this and going like, wow, man, why didn't I know this? So I'm glad I know it now. Your comments, if you have any.
Well, it's a life-altering book. It changed my life. I mean, reading that, of course, I read it in tandem with some other things that St. Benedict Center published, but it made a big, big difference for me. I mean, Father has he was a poet, so his gift for words is very much on display in that book, even though it's prose. Occasionally, he does sort of break out into poetry in it, but even though it's prose, it's written in a very poetic way. And it makes you real. One thing about the book, the point he drives home is the incarnate nature of Christianity, that you can't have a mere Christianity. You can't have an order of things.
To listen to this entire amazing original presentation of the Crusade Channel commercial-free, purchase a Founders Pass membership for as little as 26 cents per day at crusadechannel.com. Failure to do so ensures the demise of the free world, the likelihood of Jeff Bezos selling you Soylent Green, and the financial security of the liberal media you claim to despise.
Really?
Yes, really.
So, what are you waiting for? Bernie Sanders to actually get elected? Go to CrusadeChannel.com, click the Join button, and buy yourself a Founders Pass membership. Log into the site, download the complete version of this show, and then, how does the judge say it?
How about a fresca?
Enjoy your fresca. Having saved the free world and proved you actually do despise the liberal media and are now part of a real crusade. The Crusade Channel. King size truth. From radio-sized speakers.